You all right then?
Yes, good. How are you?
Yeah, all right, thank you very much. Loving your new song, by the way, with a certain Jason Derulo, Secret Love Song, a track off your album Get Weird, which I was just reading. It's become your biggest selling album of all. Well done, you guys.
Is it?
Well, that's what it says here.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Has no one told you?
No, check us out.
Do you each get one of those framed discs to stick up in your downstairs loo?
Do you know what we do, but... Even when we win awards and stuff, they take forever to get to us individually.
Why do you think then this new album has shifted more copies than your other? Is it because, you know, this is the third album, so you've had time to establish yourselves? Or is it a case of, you know, this is a slightly different sound to maybe Salute and DNA?
I think it's a bit more pop, isn't it? It's more fun. I think it kind of relates to maybe more people. It's really, like, broadened our fan base, we've found. Like, we've got a lot more, like, older audience now. But yeah, I think it's just more like, even though it's classic pop, it's like undeniable hits really, and that's why I think it's done maybe a bit better.
I remember you said last year that before your album came out, this was going to be a different sound for you guys.
Yeah, because we've done quite a lot of kind of 90s inspired R&B albums, you know, in the past, and for this to be quite pop, it was really weird. We were thinking, is it going to work? Are people going to get it? I don't know.
Is album number four going to be a rock album then?
Well, I would love that, but I doubt the other girls would agree to that.
We could like mix it in with like,
yeah, we could do
pop and R&B.
A few electric guitars, could do like an R&B tune with an electric guitar or something. That'd be quite hot.
Little Mix, the rock album, coming soon to a store near you.
We kind of we're already starting the fourth album actually.
You've already started? You already got the last one out,
mate. Tell us about it. We're knackered.
So you're trying to squeeze in working on the new album. You've got your tour coming up. You've got the Brit Awards, which we'll come to in a second, later this month. And of course, you've got the current record, Secret Love Song. Jason Derulo on this. How did he end up on this record?
Well, he heard us singing a cover of Want to Want Me, and he loved it. And then he loved our Secret Love Song as well. It was just originally going to go on the album, then... He said he wanted to write a verse on it and everything, and it just kind of came about that way. But no, I think it's a nice change for him to be doing a bit of a ballad.
He's got such a gorgeous voice, so it's nice for him to show it off.
And when you did your cover of Want to Want Me, did you sing it as Sheets on the Floor? What?
That's funny, Sheets.
Talking about Jason, he's over here at the moment on tour. I saw some very, very shaky mobile phone footage of you joining him on stage at the O2 the other night. A hell of a lot of screaming. I think it's quite rare that you get like a huge collaboration between two massive pop acts and then you actually get to perform it live together. That doesn't happen so often, does it?
I know, we've tried our best to make it work. So obviously he's been in England for a little while touring. Luckily for us, he's around at the same time. So, and he's lovely to perform with. You know, he invited us on his show and he was really lovely and made sure everything was okay for her. So I...
Enough about other people. Back to your song. This is quite a sad song, Secret Love Song. A song about secret love, isn't it? Rather than a love song you're keeping secret.
Yeah, like people who can't be together for whatever reason. I think it's very relatable to a lot of people. We've actually had a lot of, like the LGBT community, a lot of like gay following from the song. I think it's been a bit of a game changer for her. We haven't brought out a song like this before, and I think it's a nice change from the fancy stuff. Yeah.
The girls are on the showbiz sofa. Give us a hey yo.
Hey yo!
Looking ahead to the end of the month as well, the biggest music event in the UK of the year at the Brit Awards. You finally managed to get yourself not just one, but two nominations. Well done. Black Magic, Best British Single, Best British Video, the two nods. Where were you when you found out?
We were all off on for Christmas, wasn't it?
I was in the Maldives.
Yeah, I was in Cabo.
And I was in Seychelles.
Who found out first?
Jessie found out first because she checked our email and then she kept saying in the WhatsApp group, guys, check email. And then she couldn't hold it anymore, so she rang me. And we were both crying. And then Leanne found out.
I checked my email. But Jordan, my boyfriend, was like, Lee, why is... Jake messaging me saying Jessie's trying to get hold of you, and I was like, what?
Amazing. And you'll be at the O2 anyway because you're performing live as well. What are you going to sing?
Oh, we can't say.
You can't say?
Are we allowed to say?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, the hit of the year, Black Magic.
Fabulous. And you get Weird Tour as well, starting in Cardiff, finishing in the showbiz capital of South Yorkshire in Sheffield. This is a pretty grueling schedule. Looking at these dates, I mean, you're starting in mid-March, then you finish at the end of April. And then, of course, you go to Australia and New Zealand and Asia, all that sort of stuff. I must mention Nathan Sykes, who's opening your shows on tour. A really lovely, lovely guy. One of the loveliest guys, I think, actually, in the business, isn't he?
Aw, he is really sweet, Nathan. Yeah, definitely.
So he'll be joining you on stage. Listen, girls, best of luck at the Brits at the end of the month. Really good luck for the tour. You go smash it. We'll see you guys soon, all right?
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.